This is KCUR 89.3. Insurance companies planning to sell health plans in Missouri in 2018 have until July 17th to file their rates, but it appears that many counties may have no insurer selling plans on the Affordable Care Act exchange. This could make it much harder for thousands of Missourians to get the coverage they need, but there's still room for insurers to enter the market, and some health experts are holding out hope for what they refer to as bear counties. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
The insurance game is all about predicting the future, so the constant uncertainty about what's next in healthcare has made 2017 a tricky year for insurance companies, according to Washington University health economist Timothy McBride.
Oh, it's tough because businesses don't plan backwards, they plan forwards. They want to think about what the business is going to look like next year and 2 years out and 3 years out.
A Congress that's bent on ending the Affordable Care Act and a president who's threatened to cut subsidies for insurance companies have made insurers very nervous.
We've been hearing a lot about the insurers are saying, well, we're not sure whether we should even compete.
Last month, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City announced it would leave the Obamacare exchange in 2018 in its 30-county area in northwest Missouri and two Kansas counties. The company declined to be interviewed, but said in a press release it had lost $100 million on exchange plans over the previous 3 years. The move could leave 18,000 people with no choice of plans next year. Exchange plans are the only ones that can be paid for using government subsidies, and since most exchange plans customers get subsidies, many simply won't be able to buy health insurance.
We may end up in a situation at some point where there are literally zero choices for people in certain counties of the state. We just haven't faced that yet.
Nationally, 47 counties, including ones in Ohio and Indiana, may end up with no exchange plans. Almost all of these counties are rural, and Caroline Pearson of Avalier Health says that's because insurers face a lot of challenges crafting plans for those areas.
Enrollment in rural counties is smaller. It's also harder for insurers to build an efficient provider network in those areas. So it makes it difficult for insurers to build an efficient, low-cost product.
Some states have managed to avoid the problem of bear counties by encouraging insurance companies to stick it out. And in a few cases, states have gotten tough with insurers.
We have seen a few states like New York that have attempted to go a step further and actually tie exchange participation to participation in other programs like the state's Medicaid program. So, in that case, the state is really using a little bit of its leverage to try to force plans to offer coverage.
But in states that are less Obamacare-friendly, like Missouri, that's unlikely to happen. Missouri bars any public agency from involvement in the exchange, which might actually make it illegal for the state to step in when insurers decide to drop out. But the fact is, the summer is still negotiation time, and things remain in flux for 2018. 2 weeks ago, St. Louis-based Centene, which already operates Medicaid plans in Missouri, said it would sell exchange plans in Missouri, Nevada, and Kansas, although it hasn't said in which counties. Pearson says a company like Centene could succeed in places where giants like Anthem and United have failed.
They really understand how to deliver care to lower-income populations, and they also tend to be very efficient in the way that they contract with providers and have pretty low rates. So they've really used their Medicaid experience to their advantage, and I do think may fare better than some of their competitors.
Now that a vote on the health care bill has been delayed, the uncertainty plaguing the insurance marketplace isn't likely to go away anytime soon. Whether people in northwest Missouri will have access to affordable insurance is anyone's guess. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.